Mayor Mark Jensen broke the news during the assembly's first meeting.
Heidi and Jim Agner have put in their official retirement, which will be effective in May.
Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht plans to hire a Minnesota recruiting firm called Brimmeyer Firstman to find a new police chief. The service will cost up to $30,000. According to Giesbrecht, the consultants will start off with a trip to Petersburg to interview city officials about what they want in a new chief. They'll advertise the position, but also search for and contact specific candidates who might have an interest. Then they'll do background checks and screen the initial pool of applicants down to a handful of finalists.
I think in the case of replacing our police chief, I think this is pretty important. Jim's well-respected here, and we have some unique challenges. We really need to find the right person for this, and I've worked with these folks before. They know what they're doing. And the whole process of going through it is stuff that we just, it's hard for us to have the kind of time and the background stuff to do good checks on police chiefs and the information.
Within 6 to 12 months after the hire, Giesbrecht said the firm would come back to town to assist with a performance review for the new chief.
If at the end of that period of time we decide that I've made a bad decision, they will help us with the process of the person moves on, and they basically guarantee their work, which means they'll go through the entire thing all over again at no charge other than just the travel expenses.
Giesbrecht preferred not to put out a request for proposals to get competitive bids for the work. He was concerned about time and estimated it would end up taking a couple of months to go through the RFP process. That could mean starting the search for a new chief sometime in March. The Agners leave May 31st. Assemblyman John Haverlick thought $30,000 sounded like a lot, but said he knew it wasn't too much for recruiting a new chief. Either way, he emphasized that the current chief should be involved in the process.
I think he knows what we need. I'd really hope that we could do it on our own, but I understand the time constraints because Petersburg's a hell of a nice place to be, and I think we have a lot to offer, and with the chief's input, he knows what we need.
Giesbrecht said Chief Agner would be heavily involved in the hiring process, but he didn't think the borough could recruit a suitable candidate on its own, considering the varied skills required for the post.
We need a police chief that can interact with the community, can work with school, can work with hospital, can be out in public, not just doing law enforcement, but in a sense be a face for the community in a lot of different ways. We also have some specific concerns, meaning the chief's got a fairly young, we don't have a lot of experience with Jim and Heidi leaving. So we've got to find somebody that it's got enough experience that can train. We have some drug issues here, and I would like to find somebody that's got some experience in drug investigations.
Combined, the Agners have about 40 years of experience in law enforcement and represent about a quarter of the department's officers. According to Jim Agner, he and his wife gave the 5 months notice so they didn't leave the city in the lurch. Agner told the assembly he agreed with Giesbrecht on the need for a recruitment firm.
We truly have the best police department in the state of Alaska. I believe that. It's very easy to lose it, and then building that back up becomes very difficult. And so, part of my concern is I care about this community, and I want to make certain that whoever we end up with is what the community needs.
In principle, Assemblyman John Hoag disagreed with hiring a firm for $30,000 without seeking competitive bids from others first, but he didn't object to it in this case.
And I recognize that time is of the essence on this because there's got to be a hiring of to replace Sergeant Agner as well, which is, we're talking about two very important positions. And I guess I'll defer to the city manager on this. I would prefer in the future, though, to see an RFP process with consideration of various firms as opposed to one firm.
Well, the borough manager has the discretion to spend up to $30,000 on professional services like this. Giesbrecht chose to bring it to the assembly before moving forward. The assembly came to consensus to let him contract with the recruiting firm. Jim Agner, who's 55, has served in Petersburg for 19 of his 25 years in law enforcement. He took over the chief's post about 3 years ago. Heidi Agner's 54 and has been a local officer for 15 years. After retirement, the couple plans to move to Lincoln, Montana, where they own a home. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.